Pedophile sex dolls. Unfortunately, congressional attempts to ban the sale of pedophile sex dolls have been unsuccessful so far. Recently, Amazon was caught selling pedophile sex dolls made in China. In particular, PJ Media claimed that Amazon marketed elaborate sex dolls that look like children. However, the listing for the dolls PJ Media links to is conveniently no longer on Amazon. Instead, a picture of Soju the dog and the words "we couldn't find that page" appear. To elaborate, a company in China called DVKFP manufactures and markets life-size dolls that look like girls and young women. PJ Media further charges that pedophiles or child molesters use the dolls to simulate sex and violence. For instance, one of the DVKFP dolls supposedly looks like a young teen bound with rope and a bloody gag in her mouth. Additionally, some critics claim such toys inspire people to assault children. Oddly enough, DVKFP asserts that the inflatable dummies are transgender dolls. In detail, the dolls apparently contain robotic or automated features. Lawmakers try to ban pedophile sex dolls. It still might not be illegal to sell the dolls, although Florida lawmakers are trying to change that with legislation. For example, Senate Bill SB 160 will ban obscene or lewd materials that appeal to pedophiles, Fox 35 reports. Specifically, SB 160 will ban anatomically correct dolls that appeal to sexual deviants. Sponsor Senator Lauren Book, D. Plantation, states. Psychologists warn that when pedophiles give into pedophilic fantasies, through the use of child pornography and childlike sex dolls, a reinforcing effect occurs that makes them more vulnerable to offending against a real child, Book claims. It's like tempting an addict with their drug of choice. SB 160 presently has the support of important committees that can help it become law in Florida, Fox 35 reveals. In addition, similar legislation is making its way through Florida's lower house. Congress fails to ban pedophile sex toys. Unfortunately, congressional attempts to ban the sale of lifelike sex dolls have been unsuccessful so far. For instance, the Curbing Realistic Exploitative Pedophilic Robots, or CREPR, Act never went into effect. The CREPR Act would serve to ban the sale of realistic sex dolls or robots in the United States. Furthermore, the House passed the CREPR Act in 2018, but the bill never even made it out of the U.S. Senate, as GovTrack reports. As a result, DVKFP's sex robots are still legal under federal law. Are sex dolls really for sale online? Meanwhile, a Florida State Senate committee analyst claims that companies sell sex dolls made in China and Japan in the U.S. as clothing mannequins or models. Nonetheless, SB 160 could end that practice by making it a first-degree felony to sell such dolls in the Sunshine State. Notably, a first-degree felony in Florida is punishable by up to 30 years in prison, 30 years of probation, and a $10,000 fine. On the other hand, the Florida legislature has no control over factories in China. Consequently, it is a good idea for Americans angry about pedophile sex dolls to find some way of bringing the matter to the attention of Xi Jinping. Jinping is the Secretary General of the Chinese Communist Party and President of the People's Republic of China. Since President Xi is a dictator with secret police at his command, he could make life very uncomfortable for the sex doll manufacturers. Xi is also the father of a daughter, so he probably has little sympathy for pedophiles. Moreover, manufacturers of pedophile sex robots are unlikely to survive in China's prison system. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article: Walmart sells satanic paraphernalia despite family company image. What do you think about Amazon getting caught selling pedophile sex dolls? Let us know in the comments below.